welcome you tonight to the Calvary Christian School graduation for this wonderful class of 2020. We're going to sing Glory to His Name. It'll be on the screen for you. We've come to give glory to the Lord tonight. Down the cross where my Savior died. Down the cross where my Savior died. Glory to His name. You got there, Mrs. Salter? Down the cross. There we go. Good. We got it. Here we go. Ready? Let's sing it.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Sing it. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to.
Come to this fountain.
Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Sing it. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Well, as Brother Delph has already welcomed you to the 2020 graduation here at Calvary Christian School, we want to welcome you afresh and new. We're so glad that we could have this night. It has been an unusual year. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for working with us. And I am so grateful that we're going to allow and have an opportunity for these young people to experience and enjoy the night that they and you as their parents, grandparents, family members, and friends so richly deserve. I believe a milestone like this is worthy of being celebrated, don't you? Let's pray together. Father, as we bow before You tonight, we thank You for Your kindness in our lives, that, Lord, no matter what we face and go through in life, it never changes Your goodness. And, Lord, You sure have been good to us tonight. And Lord, we're so grateful that we can come together on this evening and celebrate with this graduating class, their families and friends, a milestone, Lord, that they have worked hard to achieve and so richly deserve. Lord, we're going to miss these young people. They've been a wonderful class. It has been a joy to have them. Lord, their influence, every one of them, is just a joy to be around. Thank You for their families. Thank You for them entrusting the education of their children with Calvary Christian School. We count that a great honor. And Lord, tonight I pray Your hand of blessing upon this moment as we celebrate this achievement and then watch as they leave this place. And Lord, with anticipation of the impact that they may make in life. And we're sure going to thank You for all that You do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, it's my privilege at this time to introduce our 2020 graduates one at a time and explain to you some of their victories and their awards and their achievements during their time here at Calvary. Because of COVID-19, that's affected everything, our annual honors banquet could not take place. And normally at our honors banquet, we present awards and different things to our students for their accomplishments during the year, but we couldn't do that this year. And they deserve the public recognition for those things. And so I have wedded many of those into tonight's ceremony, which is, this is the first graduating class. I'll do this during a graduation. And so we will honor this class in this way this year. At the end of tonight's ceremony, now I'll recognize them, I'll tell you what all they accomplished, but at the end of the graduation, in the back at the visitors, the information center, each one has a folder that has their certificates and their medallions and all of that in it. So they'll pick up those when we are concluding with the graduation. All right, now, Joel Ayers, stand please. Introduce you to Joel. He has attended Calvary Christian School for 14 years, started in K-4 and stayed with us the whole time. And that's been a blessing. 14 years. During that time, he played soccer, basketball, and baseball all four of his high school years. He earned less than 10 demerits a year for all 4 years, zero demerits for one of those years. To go all year long without any demerits, that's a pretty remarkable thing. Joel finished all of his high school years with all four quarters on one of our four honor rolls and was a three-time first-place chess winner in our chess program this year. In his junior year, Joel was one of two junior marshals in the 2019 high school graduation ceremony. In his senior year, Joel earned the Lamp of Learning Award with the highest GPA in 12th grade. He's also receiving tonight the President's Silver Award for Educational Achievement. Joel has served the Lord at Calvary Baptist Church by emptying church nursery trash for 4 years, also helping with our Journey Through Bethlehem Christmas project. Joel is graduating from the College Preparatory Course of Study from Calvary with the honors option that after completing the 7 required honors classes plus 5 more, 12 honors classes, Joel has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors. Joel and others to follow are wearing the prestigious honors sash to publicly recognize this high achievement. Joel has also completed his high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society in good standing. And last but not least, Joel completed his high school career with a 4-year GPA of 4.4022, which is the second highest in his graduating class. And the competition between valedictorian and salutatorian was very close. I mean, 1/100th of a GPA point. And so very close competition. And so Joel graduates as salutatorian of his class. Congratulations, Joel. You can be seated. Be seated. He's ready to get his diploma. Anna Berry. Anna has attended Calvary Christian School for 8 years. She played volleyball and basketball in all 4 high school years and was a cheerleader for 1 year. During 2 of her high school years, Anna earned less than 10 demerits and 0 demerits for one of those years. She finished all 4 of her high school years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls, and in her senior year, she's receiving the President's Gold Award for Educational Excellence. Anna has served the Lord in her high school years through choir, outreach, and nursing home visitation, and as a nursery helper. Anna has finished the college preparatory track with a GPA of 3.9958, which qualifies her to wear the gold cord, showing that she is graduating with honors. Congratulations. Chandler Calloway. Chandler has attended CCS for 13 years. He played soccer and basketball for 4 years and baseball for 1. In one of his high school years, he earned 0 demerits and finished 3 years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Chandler also has served the Lord during his high school years in our teen choir and through outreach visitation. Chandler is graduating from the College Preparatory Course of Study with honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes plus 2 more. Also receiving the President's Gold Award for Educational Excellence. With a GPA of 3.6600, Chandler has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors from Calvary Christian School. Congratulations, Chandler. Gabe Clodfelter. Gabe has attended CCS for 7 years. He played soccer for 4 years and basketball for 3. During all 4 years, Gabe earned less than 10 demerits a year, and 2 of those 4 years, he earned 0 demerits all year. He finished all 4 of his high school years with all 4 quarters on one of our 4 honor rolls. Gabe has also served the Lord for 4 years through Samaritan Ministries. Gabe has finished the college preparatory course of study with a GPA of 3.8674, which qualifies him to wear the gold cord, showing that he is graduating with honors. Tonight, Gabe will also receive the President's Silver Award for Educational Achievement. And he also has completed his high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society in good standing. Congratulations, Gabe. Abigail Cook. Abigail has attended CCS for 14 years. She played soccer for 1 year, volleyball and basketball for 4 years, and was a cheerleader for 2. She received zero demerits throughout all of her high school years. And in this senior year, she is receiving the President's Silver Academic Award. Abigail earned the highest GPA in her class for 2 years, in 11th grade, 10th and 11th, I believe, which is the Lamp of Learning Award. It's kind of like the valedictorian for a particular class or grade. And so she's got the lamp of received the Lamp of Learning in two of her 4 years. She finished all 4 years with all four quarters on one of our honor rolls. She was, two of those years, she was on the principal's honor roll, which is straight A's all year. In her junior year, Abigail received the King Chamber of Commerce Business Leaders Award and also the Girls Calvary Timotheon Award, our highest Christian testimony award. She was also one of two junior marshals in the 2019 high school graduation ceremony. Abigail has served the Lord at Calvary Baptist Church all of her high school years through choir, outreach visitation, and Sunday school work. Abigail is graduating from the college preparatory course of study with the honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes plus 2 more. Abigail has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors. Abigail is also receiving the President's Silver Award for educational achievement, and she has completed her high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the ACHS in good standing. And last but not least, Abigail completed her high school career with a 4-year GPA of 4.4130, the highest in this graduating class, and she won that by 1/100th of a point. She didn't win it, she earned it. The medallion around Abigail's neck and the plaque that she'll receive tonight publicly honor Abigail as, as a valedictorian of the 2020 graduating class. Abigail, congratulations. Samuel Duncan. Samuel has attended CCS for 14 years. He was not able to be on the sports team, but for 3 years he was a great help to our athletic program as the sports announcer. And in that role, Samuel became known as at ball games as the voice of the Cougars. Samuel has served the Lord in church and teen choirs and as a Teen Elevate music organizer and has helped in the church sound booth. Congratulations, Samuel. John Fry. John has attended Calvary for 14 years. He played soccer, basketball, and baseball for 4 years. He earned less than 10 demerits each year for all four of his high school years and finished 3 years with all four quarters on one of our honor rolls. John also has served the Lord for 4 years in our church choir and through outreach visitation and for 2 years served in the bus ministry. John also went on 2 mission trips during high school, one to Wales and one to South Africa. With a GPA of 3.7891, John is graduating from the college preparatory course of study with the honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes plus 1 more. John has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors, and tonight John will also receive the President's Silver Award for educational achievement and has completed his high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society in good standing. Congratulations, John. Isaac Heath. Isaac has attended Calvary for 14 years. He played soccer and basketball for 4 years and baseball for 3. He earned 0 demerits each year for 2 years and finished 2 of his high school years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Isaac also served the Lord in his church by cleaning the church, taking out trash, and mowing the grass each week, and generally just helping around the church as needed. With a GPA of 3.8217, Isaac is graduating from the college preparatory course of study with the honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes. Isaac has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors, and tonight Isaac will receive the President's Silver Award for educational achievement. And he has completed his high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society. Congratulations, Isaac. Hannah Hicks. Hannah has attended CCS also for 14 years. She played girls soccer, volleyball, and basketball all 4 years. She earned less than 10 demerits for 2 years, one of which was 0 demerits, and she finished all 4 years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Anna has served the Lord in her church through Children's Church and Bus Ministry. With a GPA of 4.1565, Hannah is graduating from the college preparatory course of study with the honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes plus one more. Hannah has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors tonight, and tonight Hannah will receive the President's Silver Award for Educational Excellence or Achievement. She has completed her high school career with the Christian testimony and GPA required to graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society in good standing. Congratulations, Hannah. Ryan Lawson. Ryan has attended Calvary for 14 years. He played basketball for 4 years and baseball for 1 year. During all 4 years, Ryan earned less than 10 demerits a year. 2 years, he earned 0 demerits. And he finished one of his high school years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Ryan has also served the Lord for 4 years in our church and teen choirs. Ryan finishes our general diploma track with a GPA of 3.3068, which qualifies him to wear the gold cord, showing that he is graduating tonight with honors. Congratulations, Ryan. Ben McKinney. Ben has attended CCS for 14 years, like many of our graduates. He had played soccer for 4 years and basketball and baseball for 3. During all 4 years, Ben earned less than 10 demerits a year. 1 year was 0 demerits, and he finished 3 of his high school years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Ben has also served the Lord during high school in our children's church, and in his junior year received the Boys Calvary Timotheian Award, which is our highest Christian testimony award. Ben has finished our general diploma track with a GPA of 3.5091, which qualifies him to wear the gold cord, showing he is graduating with honors. Ben has also earned the right to be inducted tonight into the American Christian Honor Society and will graduate as a member of the ACHS in good standing. Congratulations, Ben. Elizabeth Mills. Elizabeth has attended CCS also for 14 years. She played basketball and volleyball for 4 years and soccer for 2. During all of her high school years, Elizabeth earned 0 demerits all 4 years. She's also served the Lord during high school in our church nursery and choir and through outreach visitation. Elizabeth has finished our vocational diploma track with a GPA of 3.1125. Congratulations, Elizabeth. Jordan Penn. Jordan has attended CCS for 5 years. He played soccer, basketball, and baseball for 4 years and finished 2 years with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. Jordan has served the Lord at Calvary Baptist Church during high school through our bus ministry and as third grade boys Sunday school class helper. With a GPA of 3.8646, Jordan is graduating from the college preparatory course of study with the honors option after completing the 7 required honors classes plus 5 more. Tonight, Jordan will receive the President's Silver Award for Educational Achievement and has met all requirements needed to graduate with high honors. Congratulations, Jordan. And Piper Todd. Piper has attended Calvary for only 2 years, but during that time, she has excelled. During both of these 2 years, Piper earned less than 10 demerits a year, one of those 2 years, 0 demerits. She also earned the highest GPA in 11th grade, which is the Lamp of Learning Award, and she finished both of her years at CCS with all 4 quarters on one of our honor rolls. One of those years, she was on the principal's list, which is straight A's. Piper has also served the Lord during high school through Vacation Bible School and church nursery work and through outreach visitation. Piper has finished our general diploma track with a GPA of 4.2652, which qualifies her to wear the gold cord, showing she is graduating with honors. Piper is receiving the President's Gold Award for Educational Excellence and has also earned the right to be inducted tonight into the American Christian Honor Society. Piper will therefore graduate as a member of the American Christian Honor Society in good standing. Congratulations, Piper. At this time, I'd like to introduce to you the 2020 valedictorian, Abigail Cook, who will come and deliver the valedictorian speech for tonight. Abigail?
Thank you, Brother Maine. I was crying before I ever got up here, so this could be rough. Friends, family, students, teachers, Brother Maine and Pastor Royhill, thank you all so much for coming out today. I know during the coronavirus it's been crazy, but the seniors are truly honored that y'all are here. I would like to start out by thanking all my coaches. This is rough. For volleyball, Uncle Mike, you're making me cry. For volleyball, my coaches were Sandra Weaver and Mike McKinney. I had an awesome time playing volleyball. Mike and Sandy really did. We had the best time with them. They made sure that all the girls were having fun, that we were getting along. We had a great years with y'all. I remember Hannah Hicks and I, one of our first years, we didn't play a whole lot, and we decided that it would be a good idea for us to sit on the bench, you know, and talk to each other and goof around. So Hannah and I got on the end of the bench, and Mike and Sandy would always buy the girls the team snacks. And Hannah and I sat on the end of the bench and ate every one of the girls' snacks together. And I remember Carly Lawson came out of the game and she looked at us and said, "Where are the snacks at?" And we just looked at each other and laughed because we knew we'd eat them all. But Mike and Sandy, y'all were awesome coaches. Not only did you make sure the girls were having fun, you tried to incorporate God into every practice. I remember before every practice, every game, after the games, after the practice, we would always pray together. Not only did we pray together, during all the practices, Mike would lead the girls in verses, and I still remember those verses. But thank you, Mike and Sandy. I had an awesome 6 years playing volleyball with y'all, and I'm going to miss being on the team next year. I love y'all. For basketball, my coaches were Coach Cole, Coach Carter, Coach Cave, and Coach Broyhill. I had an awesome time playing basketball those 6 years. My first 2 years, Coach Cole was my coach. And she was truly, she so much basketball knowledge. She was an awesome coach. Although sometimes, as I referred to it, as she took her eyes out on me and it made me a little nervous. Coach Cole, you were an awesome coach. Thank you. Coach Carter was the coach that led the JV girls to win our conference championship. And that was an awesome year. I was so proud of the girls. Thank you, Coach Carter. Coach Cave and Coach Broyhill were my last coaches. Y'all are truly amazing coaches. I remember senior night and thinking, this is it. This is one of the last times I'll play with these girls. And I remember hearing that buzzer sound and having to walk off the court. And, of course, Lynette was crying, so that made me cry. And then all the other girls were crying, and we just sat on the bench. And I thought, wow, I wish I could just have 5 more minutes playing with these girls. 5 more minutes. I remember we were playing Mount Calvary one time towards the end of the season. And Mount Calvary, the girls are sweet, sweet girls, but they're not very good. And we were beating them pretty bad. And I remember it was one of the last games, and I was determined I was not coming out of the game. I was going to play start to finish. Lynette was not taking me out. And I remember a girl came in for me, and I was devastated. And I walked over there, and normally I don't do this. When I go out of the game, Lynette knows. I sit on the bench, I would talk to this girl, I would talk to that girl, I would talk to Lynette, distract her from the game. I was talking to Coach Broyhill. You know, I'm a distraction. But I remember that game, I sat down and I walked, I passed all the girls. Lynette was on the end of the bench. I sat down right beside her. And I looked up at her. I sat there for probably a minute. And I looked up at her and I said, "Lynette, it's time for me to go back in the game. I've got to score some points." And she looked at me and she said, "Who are you and what have you done with Abigail?" But Lynette, Coach Broyhill, I had an awesome last year playing with y'all. I love y'all. Thank you. For cheerleading, my coach was Angie McKinney. I had an awesome last year cheerleading on the team with y'all. I remember Angie, we were at one school, and Angie told all the cheerleaders to go outside and practice our cheers like we always did. So the girls went out there, and we practiced for probably 5 minutes or so. And this particular school, they had these bars going down their sidewalks. There was no canopy, nothing. So we got done practicing our cheers, and we decided it would be a good idea to jump up on the bars and swing from bar to bar and see who could swing the farthest. Stupid idea, but it was fun. And I remember Angie and Mike came out the door, and Angie looked at us. She said, "Girls, girls, girls, what are y'all doing? Y'all better be practicing your cheers." And I remember Mike just took off in a full sprint, ran, jumped up, grabbed the bar, started swinging from bar to bar. He's like, "Girls, I bet y'all can't swing farther than me." But Angie and Mike, I had an awesome last year cheering with y'all. I love y'all so much. Thank you. For soccer, my coach was Mr. Foote. And I know some of y'all are thinking, "You've never played soccer in your life, girl." But I did have played 1 year, one good year. But in seventh grade, I'd played volleyball. I'd played basketball. I was a cheerleader. So when soccer rolled around, I was like, "Well, yeah, it'll be fun. I'll get to hang out with the girls. I'll get to leave school early, and I'll get to eat out with them." That was my three main reasons for playing soccer. But I remember I was doing all right, but Mr. Foote likes to put the new players in midfield. And midfield, you run, up the field, downfield, up the field, downfield. I don't think I touched the ball one time the whole year. But, yeah, I was all right. I was getting in some good exercise, that's for sure. But I remember one game, I don't know if I put myself back there, if Mr. Foote asked me to go back there, but I ended up on defense with Rebecca Rodriguez. And Rebecca was an awesome soccer player. Me, not so much. But I ended up back there with her, and we were playing Union Grove, and they were beating us, sadly. But I remember I was probably 4 foot away from Rebecca, and a girl was coming down the field getting ready to kick the ball in the goal. And Rebecca was probably about 4 foot away from the girl, and I was close to Rebecca. And I remember the girl just kicks the ball hard at the goal, and Rebecca leaps right in front of the ball. The ball hit her in the sternum. It broke her sternum, actually. And she hit the ground. She started crying, rolling around. And I just stood there and looked at her. My eyes were as big as golf balls. I was in complete shock. I think I was more shocked than she was. But I remember standing there thinking, did that just happen? And that was about the time. In soccer, you're supposed to take a knee if someone gets hurt, and I didn't know that. So I look around the field, and I'm the only one standing up. Everybody's kneeling, and I'm like, "Oh, we're going to pray for her. Great." We never prayed for her. But I was still waiting for it. But I remember at the end of the year, we had just lost to Woodland, and it was a letdown. It was our last game. And Coach Foote, he got us all under the tent, and we got up there together. And he said, "Girls, if you didn't like the heat, if you didn't like the running, if you didn't like your positions, if you don't like soccer, just think about not playing next year." And I looked around. I was like, "Well, that's me. He's talking about me right there. Everybody else is good. That's me." But thank you, Coach Foote. I had an awesome 1 year with you, and I never got hurt, so that's good. Next, I would like to thank the teachers. The teachers at Calvary are truly amazing. I love each and every one of them so much. I'm going to miss y'all when I leave for PCC. I wish y'all could be my teachers down there. Y'all truly are amazing teachers. Every one of y'all, y'all care about the students. You want us to succeed. Any time of the day, if we have questions or concerns, you're always there for us. I remember this last year during basketball season, it was a game day, of course, and we were all pumped up. And I had a little rubber football. And Michaela Bateman and I, we decided we would go to Ms. Schaefer's room. And so we head upstairs, and we probably sitting there for like 5 minutes. And I thought it would be a good idea if we went out in the hall and threw the football back and forth. So we went out there and we were tossing it back and forth. And then Ben and Peter came out with us. And, of course, when Ben gets involved in anything, it was like a full-on dodgeball match. So he's got the football slinging it at my face, trying to kill me with it. But I remember Miss Schaefer, she got up from her desk. She pops her head out the door. She looked this way and she looked that way. And she was like, "Well, it looks like y'all are having a great time. Don't hit me." And she pops her head back in the classroom. But the teachers at Calvary, they're not so strict they don't want you to have fun. And I did have fun that day. But I love you guys. I'm going to miss y'all a lot. Y'all have made such a difference in my life. Thank you. There was one teacher in particular that I would like to mention. In fourth grade, in fourth grade, my teacher was Susie Cole. And I remember on the morning of January 13th, 2012, Susie put her lesson plans on pause to ask us a question that I couldn't answer yes to. It was during English class, and she said, "How many of y'all would like to play a game of Heads Up, Seven Up?" And we were like, "Well, we are on board. If we can get out of English class, I'm all for that." And I remember I bowed my head, and she asked us, she said, "How many of y'all know without a doubt that you're saved?" And I couldn't answer yes. But I thought, you know, I'm all right. She's not going to ask who isn't saved. I'm okay. And I remember she said, "All right, put your thumbs down." And she said, "How many of y'all know that you're not saved?" And I sat there and I thought, you know, I've never been saved. I've never had that opportunity. But this could be my moment. So I sat there and I thought about it. And I gave her a thumbs up. And I remember she said, "If you're serious about this and you would like to get saved right now, I would like you to get up out of your seat and follow me down the hallway." And I did. And that has been the best day of my life. Susie, I love you so much. You changed my life forever. I'm eternally grateful to you. My life, I don't know if I'd be standing up here in front of y'all if it wasn't for you, Susie. I love you so much. You've made such an impact in my life. I'm forever grateful to you. Thank you so much. Next, I would like to thank our principal, Mr. Main. Mr. Main is truly the most amazing principal ever. He's been my principal for 14 years, all my years at Calvary, and I love him so much. He really does care about all his students. He wants us all to succeed. You can tell that Mr. Main loves you. I remember when this coronavirus first started, I was at home, and it was during March, and my Pensacola advisor contacted me and wanted my high school transcripts. And I thought, well, I'll just call down to the school and get them, and they can have them ready for me. And I said, that'll be fine. So I called. Well, first, I looked at the calendar and realized it was Saturday at 7 o'clock. And I was like, nobody's going to be in there. It's Saturday. It's a weekend. It's 7 o'clock. It's late. Nobody's going to be there. But I thought, well, I'll call and leave a voicemail, and they can have it ready tomorrow. So I called. And first ring, Mr. Rand picks up the phone. He greeted me. He was very kind. He asked me how I was doing with the coronavirus, how my school was going. He asked me what I needed, like he had all the time in the world for me. And I know he's a busy man, but I thank you, Mr. Main. You truly are an amazing principal. And I love you so much. I appreciate all that you've done for me in my first 14 years at Calvary. Thank you, Mr. May. The truth I learned at Calvary was to work hard no matter who's watching you, no matter if you're all alone. I learned this truth one day back in December of my senior year. I was going from Mr. Lee's classroom to my locker in the gym. And it was December and it was cold. And I remember I opened the door and I walked outside and there was Roger Thompson working. And I walked by him. And I said, "Hey, Roger, how are you doing?" And he said, "Hey, Abby." And I remember I walked on by him and I went to my locker and there was a little window there and I stood there for a few minutes and watched him out the window. And I thought, wow, I hope I have the work ethic that that man has. I hope that I work as hard as that man does. No matter the job, he's always there. And I stood there and watched him, and he was all alone. It was freezing cold. Nobody helping him. It was a hard job, too. But I thank you, Roger. We appreciate you so much at Calvary. You do so much for us. I love you, Roger. Thank you. Next, I would like to thank my mom, my grandma, and my grandpa. I love you three so much. You three mean so much to me. I remember every day when I would come home from school, Nanny would open the door for me and I would come inside and she would ask me how my day went and what happened today and she would ask me how I was doing and what happened at school today and then she would ask me what I wanted to eat and no matter what it was, she would make it for me. And I thank you, Nanny. I love you so much. I'm going to miss you when I leave. And then I would go up the stairs and change my clothes. And I would go over. I would go over in Nanny and Papa's room. And Paul would always ask me the same question. He would say, "Abby, did you learn something new today? What did you learn today? Did you learn something exciting that you can tell me?" And I would try to think up something to tell him. And then he would always ask me if I'd come from basketball practice or volleyball practice. He would say, "Did you make a lot of points today? Did you get a lot of good serves in? Did you pass well? Did you dribble well?" And I would say, "Yes, Paul, we did good. We did this today or we did that today. But I love you, Paulsy. I'm going to miss you, buddy." Mama, if it wasn't for your sacrifices those 14 years ago to enroll me in Calvary, I wouldn't be the person today. I love you so much. You're my best friend. I know sometimes it's been hard for you. But I love you so much. I thank you for everything you've done for me in my life. You've made so many sacrifices for me that you didn't have to make. And I love you. I'm going to miss you when I leave for Pensacola. I love you, Mama. Next, I would like to thank my Uncle Jeffy. Jeffy, you drove me to school every single day for 14 years. And you were always there, always early, sometimes bringing us candy or coffee. And every day you took me out to breakfast somewhere. And those are some awesome memories I have with you. I love you so much, buddy. You've been there. You've been there. For my mom and me. for those basically 18 years of my life. I love you so much, buddy. You mean so much to me. You've done so many things for my mom and me that we didn't ask, but you just did them, buddy. You never complained. You were always there. Anything we needed, you would do. I love you so much, buddy. You're the best dad / uncle a girl could ask for. I love you. Next, I would like to thank my whole family. Y'all truly are the most amazing family. I'm so blessed to be a part of the family that I have. I love you guys so, so much. I thank you for all that you've done for me in my life. I'm going to miss y'all so much when I leave for college. I love every one of y'all. You mean so much to me. Thank you. I would also like to thank 4 very special people. Sarah, Hannah, Ben, and Jenna. I love you 4 so, so much. Y'all mean so much to me. Y'all are my best friends. We've made so many awesome, crazy memories together. And I love y'all so much. I'm going to miss you 3 when I leave for Pensacola. I'll have Sarah, but I'll miss you 3 when I leave. You guys are awesome. I don't know what I'd do in my life without you. I love y'all. As valedictorian this year, I would like to challenge y'all with this thought. I would like to challenge y'all to not dwell on the past, but look to the future. I know for me, during these coronavirus times, I've found myself sitting around the house, sad, honestly, and depressed, thinking about, you know, we missed our senior trip. I missed our senior banquet. At the time, I thought we would miss our graduation. And I was so sad. I was devastated. And then the Lord reminded me of this verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And the Lord brought me out of a difficult spot. But I would like to challenge y'all with the same thought. I know we look around us today and so many people are sad, they're depressed, they're angry. But if we would just stop looking out and we would look up heavenward, we would have such a better outlook on life. Because one day we'll be in heaven and there won't be a coronavirus. Amen. Won't that be a day? But I would like to challenge y'all with that thought. Don't dwell on the past. Maybe you've made mistakes in your past, failures. I know I have. But don't dwell on your past. Look to the future. Seniors, this is it. I love y'all so much. I'm truly honored to be graduating with y'all. I couldn't have picked a better class to be graduating with. Y'all are awesome. Because of our determination, stamina, and grit, we're here today. During those late-night ball game drives, that last-minute studying, and that late-night homework, we're here today because we didn't stop. And I'm proud of you guys. I love each and every one of y'all, and I'm going to miss y'all so, so much. Congratulations, guys. We did it. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. I was getting ready to go ahead and go right behind her.
I was taught the scriptures before I could read them. That's why I believe them. With all of my heart, my soul, and my strength, with every song choose to be a Christian, I will follow Christ, carry the cross that leads to life. I will be true, stand for my convictions, whatever others do, I choose to be a Christian. As this world grows darker, my lamp will be burning, kindled with the love for the one who is worthy. He gave his all, so I will give mine, and I'll lay my life on the line. I choose to be a Christian. I will follow Christ, carry the cross that leads to life. I will be true, stand for my conviction, whatever others do, I choose to be a Christian. I will be bold, unashamed of the gospel of His name, of His name. A Christian, I will follow Christ, carry the cross that leads to life. I will be true, stand for my conviction, whatever others do, I choose to be a Christian. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to be a Christian. Well,
amen. Isn't that a wonderful song? I choose to be. I'm glad for the night I chose to be a Christian. If you haven't done that, I want to encourage you to choose Christ. Believe on Him. Receive Him. One of the most wonderful things you ever do. Well, high school graduates, you have been in school for somewhere around 2,160 days. You spent 12,960 hours in class. That translates into 777,600 minutes. So far, you've lived approximately about 18 years. You've been around 216 months, 936 weeks, or about 52,500 hours. You've slept, well, probably about 5,000. Watched TV, somewhere around 12,000. About 7,500 hours, and it's probably mostly pizza and Doritos. You were born wrinkled, bald, toothless, couldn't walk, could barely see, hungry, crying, and complaining. But you've come a long way. And tonight you've reached a milestone. But it's not the end. It's actually the beginning of the next chapter in the journey of your life. If I could leave you with one thought tonight to carry you the rest of your life, it would be this. God's best. Don't settle for anything less. To embrace God's will for your life. Life is a journey. And the greatest of all journeys, when it's lived for Jesus Christ, when you walk with Him on a daily basis. There was a man in the Bible that impacted my life. And I just want to bring it to just a few thoughts tonight. And I'm only going to mention just a couple verses, and I'm not going to read the entire passage. But he wanted God's best. by this time in his life, he's 80 years old. That best for that God had placed in his heart would had happened decades ago, but yet he hadn't fully realized all of it. And there was a mountain that he had been promised. And in Joshua chapter 14, in verse number 12, he says to Joshua, Caleb does, a man by the name of Caleb, he says, "Now therefore, give me this mountain." That mountain represented God's best for Caleb's life. It was his possession. It was that God had for him. It was his plan, his purposes, and Caleb didn't want to miss it. I mean, he had lived all of his life to do the will of God. The Bible says, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute, that he was a man who wholly followed the Lord. And he came down to his 80th birthday, and they were entering the land that God had promised him. He had waited 40 years because of the disobedience of other people to finally get to the place where he could experience and grasp and take hold of that thing that God had set in front of him, that mountain, that pinnacle for him. And he said, "Now therefore, give me this mountain. God, I want your best, and I'm not going to settle for anything else." Too often people settle for things that really never satisfy them. They come to the end of their lives, and there may have been achievement, there may have been accumulation, there may be plaudits, there may be popularity, there may be possessions, but they look back at life and they come to the end of the road and their life is filled with regrets because they settled for something less than the best that satisfies. That is a life well lived. You have an opportunity to take hold of that. To say, "God, show me my mountain. God, lead me to my mountain. God, help me to not settle for anything less than the best plan that you have for my life." Well, I believe there are some things in Caleb's life that needs to be in your life, graduates, if you're going to possess your mountain, if you're going to have God's best and not settle for anything else. First of all, I believe there must be uncompromising commitment. You're going to find that six times there's a repeated phrase about Caleb's life, and it's that he wholly followed the Lord. That means it was full, it was complete, it was with his whole heart. As a matter of fact, Caleb's name means all heart. One of the things that impressed me tonight as we were thinking about the valedictorian speech and going out there and playing sports, many times in that contest, it's the winning team is the one who has the most heart. It's not always talent that wins the championship or wins the contest. At times, it's heart, being all heart, giving everything that you have and leaving it there on that court and then walking away a victor. And can I just encourage you, when it comes to this matter of the will of God, be all heart. Just determine that you're going to give to God everything that you can. You're not going to leave anything out, and you're going to give it all up to God. And you're going to say, "God, you've got a greater imagination. You've got a greater plan. You have a greater purpose than I can ever imagine for myself. And God, I'm going to give you all of me, not part of me, not some of me, not most of me, but I'm going to give you all of my life from this day forward. I want your best. I want my mountain, and I'm just not going to settle for anything less." Not only was he a man with uncompromising commitment, there was an unswerving confidence. You see, Caleb understood what anybody needs to understand. If we're going to please God, we're going to have to be a people of faith. Not just faith like some kind of nebulous out there that nobody can define or know what it is. No, I'm talking about faith in the living God. Faith in a God who can do anything. Faith in a God who has a plan for our lives and has the power and the ability, when we walk in obedience with Him, to bring it to pass. It's amazing that you'll never find a place in the Bible where God ever rebuked anybody for having too much faith. time and time again you find him rebuking people for a lack of faith. But Caleb's confidence was in a God who always keeps his word. And you're going to find that three times in these verses, he would mention the promise of God. He would talk about the thing the Lord said, or what the Lord spake, or whereof the Lord spake. He had something, a word from God, and he was going to live out that truth in his life. I'm reminded of the first president of the United States, George Washington, the father of our country. And here's what he said. He said, a knowledge of the Bible is greater than a college education. You can achieve wonderful worldly things, so to speak, with a college education. But it's a knowledge of the Bible enabling a person to live a life well lived. Could I encourage you to root yourself in the Word of God? Throughout your years at Calvary, we've tried to teach you to love this book because it's the absolute truth of God. It's something that you can build your life upon. The Lord Jesus called it a rock. Too often people build their lives, their futures, on shifting sands. That one day the storms of life, like a virus or a situation of life, will wash the very foundation out from under them. And what a life that had so much promise winds up broken, empty. But yet when we live our lives founded upon the rock, oh, the storms are going to come, I promise you that. You'll never face a mountain and climb that mountain without adversity and hardship and difficulty. And you know what? You've already experienced some of that already in your life. Things that you never even expected. Things that the class of 2020 will say that other classes, hopefully after, you won't say. You persevered. Keep persevering. Keep standing on the rock. And build your life upon the rock, because in times ahead, when the adversities come, it'll enable you to withstand the storms of life and reach your mountain and experience God's best for you. There's, for all of us, should be uncompromising commitment. Unswerving confidence. Can I give you one last thought and I'll be done tonight? And that is an undaunting courage. I can promise you that God's best will involve courage. It will. Anybody can go with the flow. They can. It takes determination, perseverance, commitment, confidence, not just in yourself and your talents and your ability, but a God who can do with your life, who has created you and placed you on this earth for a purpose to make a difference in this world for Him. Confidence in a God who can bring that to pass in your life and enable you to achieve more on your own. With Him than you ever can on your own. But it's going to take some courage to do it. You're going to have to rise up. You're going to have to cut against the grain. When all the world and all of your generation is going one way, you're going to have to stand in that stream and say, you know what, I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm not going to go with the world in the direction it's going. I'm going to go in a different direction. It's going to take some courage to do that. Caleb was a man of courage. One of the things they told Caleb about this mountain was, well, the giants lived there, the sons of Anak. Matter of fact, Goliath, who we find in the Bible a little bit later on, he's a descendant of the Anakims, the sons of Anak. And Caleb, he wasn't going to let some type of giant stand between him and what God had for him. He said, listen, I know there's giants up there, and I've heard about that family of giants. He said, how about giving me that mountain? I want God's best. I'm not going to settle for less. And I just want you to know there's going to be some giants in your life. Fear at times. There's going to be resistance at times. There's going to be financial difficulty at times. At times there'll be physical limitation, other adversities that may come your way. Somebody asked the question, how do you define a giant? Well, a giant's anything bigger than you are. But I'm glad our God's a giant killer, aren't you? I'm glad that while something may be bigger than me, it's not bigger than my God. And when everyone else drew back in fear, Caleb went forward by faith and he said, you know what? He said, I ate giants for breakfast. They're bread for us. That's what he said back in Numbers 14. He said, that's food for strengthening us. Giant slayings, food for the soul. It builds trust and confidence in God. And Caleb said, listen, I want an unswerving commitment. I want an unswerving confidence, an uncompromising commitment, unswerving confidence, and I want an undaunting courage. I'm going to rise up because I have a God who can. I want you to live by the 10 most powerful words in the Bible. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We think in our day that one person can't make a difference, but you can. Because God's a majority, and when we get on His side, we're on the majority side. And I want to look at every one of you as I see the potential in your life that you personally can make a difference, just like someone has made a difference in you. God's best, don't settle for less. I close 1924 Olympic Games were held in Paris, France. It featured the storied track and field team of Great Britain. On that team was the Flying Scotsman, Eric Little. He was from a godly family. He was a committed Christian. He was a favorite to win the gold in the 100-meter race. However, because Eric was a committed Christian and that race was on Sunday, he refused to run. He was criticized. That's a giant. How about criticism? Ridicule, scorn by his own countrymen that had praised him and that had so stood to encourage him to win for his country. But that when he stood for a conviction, there was giants of opposition all around him. Eric Little stood by his convictions. He switched places with another runner and ran the 400 meters race instead of the 100 meters race, and he really wasn't given much of a chance to win. Just before the race began, one of the men who assisted Eric's trainer slipped him a note, and he pulled the note out, and here's what it read. In the old book it says, "Them that honor me, I will honor, wishing you the best of success always." Not only did Eric Little win gold in the 400 meters race and become a hero in Great Britain, he broke the world record in the process. And then he left the glories of the racetrack for the harvest fields of China as a missionary because God had set a mountain in his life. He had given him something to live for, something that would make an eternal difference. And he said, God, I just want your best and I'm not going to settle for anything less. Could I encourage you to do that? And I want to say what that fellow said to Eric in 1924. In the old book it says, "Them that honor me, I will honor. Wishing you, class of 2020, the best of success always." God bless you. It's been a joy to be a part of your lives. Father, thank you for how you've spoken to us tonight. Help us tonight, maybe this class, to just bow their heads one more time in a service at Calvary Christian School. God, just recommit themselves to your best. Lord, there may be some Christians out in this room that are discouraged. Lord, we've got giants all around us where we find ourselves in despair and gloom. And as it was said earlier, it's because we're not looking up, we're looking around. God, help us to honor you that you might honor us. Help us not to settle for anything less than your best. And Lord, to be people of an unswerving confidence, an uncompromising commitment, an undaunting courage, that we might know the very best that you have for our lives. Lord, some may have said that, well, they may have missed it early. Lord, I'm so glad that at any point in the race we can get back on track for you. And maybe somebody that's been out of your will needs to get back on track tonight. And maybe there's someone here tonight, Lord, that needs to believe on you and receive you as Savior for their very first time. Lord, maybe they would realize they're a sinner and can't save themselves and that you died for them. You were buried. You rose again. That they might be saved, paying for all of their sins, and they, in a simple prayer of faith, would ask you to be their Savior even now. And we'll thank you for what you do in this graduation time and ceremony. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mr. May.
Well, thank you, Pastor. High school seniors, would you please rise? Pastor Broyhill, staff, parents, students, and honored guests, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the Calvary Christian High School graduating class of 2020. Tonight, we will present 14 young people who've passed a very important milestone in their lives. They have completed all criteria required to graduate from high school and receive their diplomas. Joel Kennedy Ayers. Ariana Brooke Berry. William Chandler Calloway. Gabriel Connor Clodfelter. Abigail Grace Cook. Samuel James Duncan. John Brady Fry. Isaac Wayne Heath. Hannah Faith Hicks. Ryan James Lawson. Benjamin Michael McKinney. Elizabeth Renee Mills. Jordan Jacory Penn. Piper Elise Todd.
These young people have completed the requirements from graduation from high school in accordance with the standards of Calvary Christian School and the laws of the state of North Carolina. Therefore, according to the authority vested in me, I confer upon these graduates of Calvary Christian School in the year of our Lord 2020 the diplomas they have worked so long and hard for. Congratulations. You may now turn your tassels.
Give Lord glory. To God be the glory. Great things He had done. Let's sing just one verse. Great. To God be the glory. Let's stand together all across and let's praise Him. You ready? Let's sing. To God be the glory. Great things He had done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin. Open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done.
Well, it's my joy to have pastor of a sister church, Faith Baptist, over in Germantown, and my friend, Pastor Kenny Heath, to pray the prayer of dedication for our graduates.
Let's pray. Father, as we come to You tonight, Father, we're so thankful for all the blessings that we have seen here tonight, all the accomplishments that these seniors have made. Lord, the graduates tonight, Lord, how they've went through so much to get here. And Father, we're thankful tonight, Lord, for Your blessings on them. Father, we pray tonight, God, that they would keep their eyes on You and they would look to You in the days to come. Lord, I pray that they would make the right choices. Father, I pray, God, even as the verse has already been said tonight, I pray that they'll say in their heart every day, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And I ask you, God, to bless them tonight. Thank you for Calvary Christian School. Thank you for the church here tonight. Thank you for all the parents. Thank you for each and every one. Thank you for Mr. Main. And I just pray, God, now that you just bless them in a very special way. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you again for the blessings that you give us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.